Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, Chris Brown. This is Ken Adelblue. Really no two ways about it, Chris. I know that, you know, I didn't get to see the games. You were down in Monmouth. Had to switch the home and away series with Western Oregon. But just taking a look at the box scores, just assuming that this wasn't the way you wanted it to be over that four-game stretch.
No, Friday we didn't play very well, and they played very well, and that's a bad combination when you're playing a team of that caliber. And you know, the one thing that I was real proud of is that the guys bounced back on Saturday, and you know, Saturday was two good baseball games. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on the winning end on either one of those, but real proud of the way the guys bounced back. It had been real easy to put their tail between their legs and not show up for Saturday, and we did that. And you know, that shows that they're a team of character, and that they want to keep battling. And you know, either one of those games on Saturday could have went one way or the other. You know, we out-hit them in game one and just didn't get those key hits, and we made a couple key errors, and that was the difference there. And then in game two, that was, you know, a great ball game on both ends of it, and two guys threw really well, and, you know, unfortunately they were able to push that run across in the bottom of the eighth and get the win. But you know, I think it was real evident that we hadn't been outside for 2 weeks and hadn't taken ground balls or seen live hitting and all those. And, you know, not that that's ever an excuse, Ken, but at the same time, it's part of feeling mentally prepared and being mentally and physically prepared kind of go hand in hand. If you feel good mentally, you're more apt to play good physically. And if you feel good physically, you're more apt to feel good mentally. And you know, we just didn't have those two things working for us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I did see your quotes where you said we just didn't come ready to play on that Friday. You hear that phrasing a lot. Well, I don't think any kid steps off the bus and says, geez, I don't really feel like playing today. I mean, they obviously go in with the intent of playing well. Explain that a little bit, because I think that's, you know, it's a commonly used phrase, and I mean, we've all seen it. You see it at the major league level. Sometimes I watched Michigan State play North Carolina, and I said that exact thing. I said, boy, it just didn't look like Michigan State came ready to play. National title game, of course they're ready to play. But sometimes it just doesn't fall into place.
Definitely, and you know, that's a, like you said, it's a widely used cliche, but you know, the bottom line is that, you know, and we talked to the guys about this, it's one thing to physically not be sharp, you know, and that has to do with the fact that, you know, we weren't outside for 2 weeks and we didn't see live hitting and weren't able to take ground balls and all those things. So physically, you know, yeah, you're going to be off a little bit, and you know, baseball is such a feel game and a flow game, and you know, you get into that flow, you're playing all the time, and you're sharp, your timing's on and all those factors. But the mental side of it is to show up and have that focus and that energy and that enthusiasm. And you know, and that's kind of what I was getting at, is that, you know, even though I knew that, you know, physically we weren't going to be at the top of our game, mentally we weren't there either. We didn't have that bounce in our step. We didn't have that energy in the dugout. We didn't have that just, you know, sharpness and just kind of all together feel from the minute we stepped off the bus on Friday morning. And those are kind of days as a coach where you're just like, oh, we're in trouble. And you know, and I found that you can be Vince Lombardi and give the biggest motivational speech in the world, but those I don't know, feelings or that atmosphere is kind of contagious, and you can see how your team from day to day, you get to know them so well, and you know, even on a practice day, that, you know, guys show up and it's going to be a good practice just by the way that they act and the way that they interact with each other and their voice inflection, their mannerisms, all those things you can tell during a practice, hey, is this going to be a good practice day or not? And same thing holds true for game days. And you know, as a coach, you just try to kind of not only motivate them, but also, you know, just kind of warn them of those pitfalls and say, no, hey, there's going to be days where you're not quite all there, and you just got to overcome that and find a way to get back to that level that you know you can be at.
I want to talk a little bit more about the whole mental aspect of the game coming up during the second part of the Coach's Show, talking with Chris Brown. Yellow Jacket Coach's Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be right back with the second part of the Coach's Show right after this.
Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, 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 nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menholt Frontier Chevrolet Hummer. 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team. Got off to a great start in the GNAC, no question about it. In fact, the team you're going to be playing coming up this weekend, you swept down in Nampa, Idaho, in Northwest Nazarene, won 7 of your first 8 games. Things have taken a bit of turn as of late. You lose 4 to a very good Western Oregon team. Let's not forget that. I mean, obviously, they've won 7 straight GNAC titles, going for an 8th, and played a good St. Martin's team at home before that, losing 3 of 4. Baseball is fascinating, I think more so than any other sport. And, of course, sports is a head game anyway. But I think particularly in baseball, and right now with the team struggling a little bit, is it a question right now that there's some fundamentally things going wrong? Because oftentimes you can look at somebody up at a bat or swing, or you can look at a pitcher, and you can actually, even somebody who isn't as schooled in the game as yourself, I can look at it and say, boy, something's just wrong in that swing, or something's wrong with what the pitcher's doing there. Other times, you know, it's a little harder to pinpoint, and sometimes it might be a mental thing, a lack of confidence. Where is this team right at now? Is it kind of a combination of the two, or what's its, where are we at right now from a mental aspect and kind of from that whole a fundamental aspect that things have taken a bit of a turn for you?
You know, I think it's a combination of all those things that you said, and each kid, you know, kind of clicks differently. And you know, both of those weekends, things were flip-flopped. You know, we were supposed to be on the road, and then we ended up at home, and then we were supposed to be at home and ended up on the road. And you know, baseball players as a whole are creatures of habit, and you get into those routines, and you kind of get thrown off of that routine, and maybe you're not quite as comfortable as you normally would have been, or there's other things going on. And, you know, and the other thing that I know was a factor for a lot of our guys is, you know, everybody forgets that these are student athletes, and you know, they have classwork and coursework that they have to do, and we're kind of getting down to that crunch time. And I know for a lot of our guys, you know, that's kind of added up to the point now where, hey, they've got that stuff to take care of, and not that it's a distraction, but it takes away from that focus and that energy, and you know that, you know, no matter what you do, there's a kid that, you know, hey, he's worrying about that test that he's got to study for, or he's worried about the test that he just took that he wasn't quite prepared for. All those things kind of add up, and, you know, and I think where we're at right now as a team is, you know, we're confident, we know we're a good ball club, we've just got to go out and put it together and kind of keep out of those pitfalls or those traps that we've talked about in the past of, you know, staying out of the big inning, utilizing all three outs on our offense when we're at bat, and conversely when we're on defense, we get that second out, we got to follow it up with that third out immediately. And you look at the box scores, and, you know, and those are things we haven't been doing. We haven't been extending the innings on offense, and on defense, you know, we've way too many two out walks, way too many walks as a whole, and some timely errors, and those are little things that they kind of come in bunches, and when they do, you just got to do your best to kind of minimize the damage and move on. And you know, the other thing that whether or not it's a good or a bad thing is, you know, our guys have kept positive and have kept from the finger pointing and just kind of keep plugging, and they know that, you know, hey, we went through a rough stretch to start the season, we got hot for 20 games, and now the last 8 we've been kind of cold, and now we're going to turn it around, and you know, the guys are really looking forward to playing at home, and I think that'll play a big part in where they're at mentally and physically as well.
Yeah, when you take a look at the box scores, even from Western Oregon, you know, just throw out the 16-0 game. That obviously was a train wreck, just wasn't meant to be. But even in the other game, I mean, you lose 16-9. I mean, if somebody tells you before the game you're going to score 9 runs, you probably say, yeah, I'll take that. The second day, you obviously got some nice pitching performances, fairly low-scoring games. So except for the one game, there were obviously, you know, and I realize that it's difficult when you take a look at a four-game series and when you're swept to find the positives, but there were some positive things in there.
Definitely. You know, we in that game that was 16-9, we made some adjustments and really, you know, started off kind of rough, but the guys kept plugging and made a valiant run at it. And, you know, there's a couple other pivot points during that game where it could have, you know, turned the momentum our way. And then that Saturday, excuse me. You know, we had 10 hits and only scored 2 runs, and you know, we gave up I believe 4 or 5 hits and they scored 5 runs. 4 were unearned, and you know, so for all intents and purposes, you know, we outpitched them that day, we outhit them that day. We just didn't play good enough defense, and those, you know, 2 mistakes that we made were real crucial and led to 4 unearned runs. And that's, you know, we've been on the other end of that too, though, where we've been outplayed and we've pulled out a win. So those things even out over the course of a year. And then, you know, game 4, you know, that was a 1-0 game for a while. And then we tied it up and had a couple opportunities too. And then, you know, on the 8th, you know, that's one of those decisions as a coach where you kind of you kick yourself. You know, we left Steve in. He had thrown a heck of a ball game, and we felt like it was his ball game, and let's give him a shot to get us out of there. And he'd been battling all day and just wasn't able to get it done. And you know, coming as a coach, you kind of, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, hindsight's 20/20, all that. But, you know, you look back on it, and if we're in the same situation again, we'll stick with him and put him out there. He's a senior, and he's a leader, and he's a guy that has proven that he can get himself out of those situations more often than not. And unfortunately, on Saturday, we just didn't get it done.
You know, when you mention that, just listening to talking about these games against Western Oregon, again, I alluded to the fact, obviously, a very successful program. Winning 7 division titles in a row, going for an 8th. Obviously, against, let's just break it down, say there's got to be 4 things that you know you really want working. If you got 3 of those things working against a team like Western Oregon, probably not enough. Yeah, I suspect that just about every single game against a team of that caliber, you have to have your A game.
Definitely, you know, and they're kind of steady Eddie. They're never too up, they're never too down. They don't make mistakes, and when and if they do make a mistake, it's 1-1 only, and that's it. And on the other side of it, when you do make a mistake against a team like that, they make you pay. And you know, and I think that obviously, you know, with the exception of the one game, that was kind of the storyline, is that, you know, we made one mistake and they made us pay for it, and they didn't make any mistakes, and when they did, we just didn't capitalize on it. And, you know, and the other part about that whole thing is, you know, guys are coming off an extended break, and you go into a series against a team like that, and you know that you've got to have your A game, so to speak, and you know, that adds just a little bit more to the mental side of it, that, hey, you know, you're not quite as confident as if you would have played you know, a series before, and coming off a 4-game win streak, going in against a team like that, you know you've got to be sharp, and you can't make those mistakes, and when you do, you can't help but just kind of have a little bit of that letdown, you know, we did that, and it hurt us.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point. I think one of the issues I think we see with baseball players in particular, when maybe things are going a little tough, there's that tendency to maybe press a little bit too much, and I suspect some players are having to deal with that right now.
Definitely, and you know, and guys, you know, for whatever reason, and I think if you had the answer to this, you could bottle it and make millions. But you know, just keeping a guy at the same level mentally, whether he's hitting 500 or he's hitting 200, and a lot of guys, you know, when things are going well, everything's happy-go-lucky, and they're not thinking about stuff at all, and they're just kind of letting the game come to them and making things happen. And then on the other side of it, you know, they start to struggle, and then they start to press a little bit, and instead of making things happen or letting things happen, and that's more often than not when bad things happen.
All right, we're going to come back with the third part of the Coach's Show, brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show with Chris Brown coming up.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa check card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
And back, Ken Adelblue with the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, Chris Brown, as part of the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. This week you got Northwest Nazarene, a team you've had some success with this year. You went down to Nampa, Idaho to start off the GNAC portion of the season, swept them in four games. I know that baseball is a funny game, but that doesn't mean a darn thing, that was a while ago, and certainly I would imagine Northwest Nazarene has got some more games under their belt right now. I'm assuming they've improved, but nonetheless, the fact that you're at home coming off a tough stretch, you know, there's got to be some confidence knowing that you're going to, you know, you get them here in Billings.
Definitely, and, you know, we got something to prove to ourselves and to them and to the rest of the conference that, you know, hey, those first two series weren't a fluke, and you know, we're here and we need to be reckoned with, and I think, you know, that combination of having a little bitter taste in our mouth and something to prove, and then also being at home and ideally, you know, the weather holds and we're able to get on dealer, those will all be factors in our favor, and I don't see any reason why our guys won't come ready to play and kind of come out all guns blazing.
Well, I think there's like a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday, but I think apart from that, I think the weather's looking pretty good this week. Obviously, much better than what we've been experiencing as of late. Boy, it's been awful. But from that standpoint, you're going to get some time playing outside this week. What sort of things are you focusing on to kind of turn things around?
Just getting back to the basics. You know, yesterday we started off practice with 27 outs and told the guys they weren't going to hit until we got 27 outs in a row. And to their credit, there was an error on the first play, and then they made 27 in a row. And, you know, just kind of really focus on the defense part of it. And today and tomorrow we're going to go live and scrimmage just inter-squad stuff. So give pitchers live innings, but give hitters live looks and kind of simulate that game atmosphere, which what you need to do to stay sharp. And then, you know, Thursday we'll get back to, you know, more defense-oriented stuff and getting your hacks in and just getting ready. And, you know, we know there's a couple defensive tweaks that we make when we play in NU. They do some goofy stuff on the bases, and then they do some goofy stuff defensively as well. So we'll talk about those things and prepare for them and try to be as prepared as possible. And you know, the bottom line is it comes down to being able to throw strikes and getting ahead in the count on the mound, and then defensively making the routine play. And when we're on at bat, just getting guys on base, and when we do, you know, doing a job and either getting them over, getting them in, or just extending the inning.
Yeah, I mean, taking a look at it from the big picture, and I know you're just talking about this series, and that's all you're concerned about right now, but things looking good in terms of the rest of the schedule. I have to remind myself that you do have one more road series, because St. Martin's flip-flopped with you. They're coming down here, but apart from that, particularly with Western Oregon now, the fact that they're going to be coming here in May, the rest of the game, except those four games at St. Martin, is going to be at home. So a lot of season left. You're at 8-8. You know, no reason at all why things can't be turned around. You can have a pretty good record at the end of this year.
Definitely, and that's what we're shooting for. You know, you can't do anything about what happened yesterday. You can only focus on today and tomorrow, and that's kind of where we're at. We know we've got five series left. Four of those are at home, and the guys are pumped to finally, you know, have an extended stay at home, play at Dealer Park, and kind of finish the stretch run on a positive note.
All right, Chris Brown, head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Best of luck to you, Chris.
Thanks, Ken.
Chris Brown, head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team. Join us next week for the Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.